Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this opportunity to open your word and be able to study. Please help us be able to receive exactly what you want us to receive out of your word today. Give us all that confidence of your existence, the confidence in your scriptures, the confidence that gives us that comfort in knowing that everything that we read in the scriptures is true and that we have an everlasting life available to us if all we do is accept that free gift of salvation that you've offered to us. Please help us all be able to do that before it's everlasting too late. Lead, guide, and direct everything said and done here. So pray in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. How do we know it's real? Is it real? Are the scriptures real? Does God exist? Is Jesus Christ the Son of God? How do we know it's all real? Where do we get our proof? Where do we get our evidence? Where do we come up with the confidence in our salvation? How do we know it's real? A question that we've all asked ourselves one time or another. And how do we know for sure that it's all true? How do we prove to ourselves or to others that it's all real? Well, let's look at a couple of sources of our knowledge. The Bible, the Holy Bible, the Scriptures, is what we have in hand. And we also, when we get saved, we receive the Holy Ghost. So let's take a look at both of those and how we can have confidence in each of them and comfort knowing that we do have a source of truth. So we can be confident that it is real. The Bible is our source of information that has never been proven wrong, has stood the test of time and withstood countless attempts to destroy it, and yet it stands as the most powerful writings of all time, unquestionable. It's the best-selling and most widely distributed book of all history. It's been translated into over 2,000 languages, and the King James Version was printed in 1611, and is the most widely accepted English Bible. And the Bible is one book containing many. We have 39 books of the Old Testament, 27 books of the New Testament. The word testament from both the Greek and the Hebrew means covenant, the Hebrew being the primary language that the Old Testament was written in, and the Greek being the primary language that the New Testament was written in. And the Old Testament, or covenant, another word for testament, was sealed at Mount Sinai in the days of Moses. And the New Testament, or covenant, was announced by Jesus as he spoke to his disciples at the Last Supper. So we got the Old Testament, we got the New Testament. The Old Testament put together by the writings and the prophecies and the history and so forth. The Old Testament contains books of the law, which is the first five books written by Moses. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy was started by Moses and was finished up by Joshua. And then you got the books of the history of Israel. You got Joshua through the book of Esther. And you got books of wisdom. You got Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon. And then you got the prophets, Isaiah through Malachi. You can find so much confidence in studying the prophecies. Now, there are prophetic scriptures all the way through from Genesis clean through to Revelation, but primarily in the prophets, because they focus the books of the prophets, Isaiah through Malachi, because they focus on prophecy of things that were going to come true shortly to those that they were prophesying to, and things that would be coming true in the future, things that have yet to be fulfilled. And everything that was prophesied to come true or to occur up to this point has occurred exactly how it was prophesied. That gives us the confidence in knowing that scriptures are true. because they have never been wrong. Every single time that there was a prophecy that something would occur, even in the most minute detailed descriptions of the crucifixion and so forth, they came true exactly like they were prophesied. Some of them a thousand years prior to them being fulfilled, and to come true exactly like they were prophesied. That alone should give everybody undoubting confidence in the scriptures, knowing that the scriptures are true. Then you can have confidence in everything that is prophesied to come true, that has yet not come true, shall come true, because the prophecies have never failed. And in the New Testament, you got the Gospels. The Gospel meaning the good news. The good news of the coming salvation to all mankind. You got Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the four Gospels. And then you've got the books of the history of the early church, the book of Acts, how the early Christian church was established, all the trials and tribulations and troubles and headaches that they came through to establish the church. Many of those things that are in there are things that we're still encountering today in the churches. Excellent reading there for any Christian to study. All the Bible is. And then you got the books of the epistles or letters, which the first sections of them were written by the Apostle Paul. The books of Romans through Philemon. And then you got the general epistles, which are written by others, like Luke and John, and written by Peter and Jude, and the books of Hebrews through the book of Revelation. All of these are the inspired word of God. And we need to, as it says in 2 Timothy 2:15, to study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Truth that can be found in the scriptures. Rightly dividing that, that means digging deep and understanding it, studying it, and making the connections between other scriptures of the Old Testament and the New Testament, because they fulfill each other. Some people say, well, you don't need the Old Testament anymore because we're in the New Testament times, just forget about the Old Testament, which is totally, totally wrong. The Bible is put together in its entirety for a reason. God has preserved it in its entirety for a reason, because they go together, hand in hand. The Old Testament and the New Testament coming together to give us a complete picture. You can't have a complete puzzle picture put together with only a few of the pieces. If you try that, it looks kind of strange not to have all the pieces when you sit down to put a puzzle together and you're missing some pieces. You only get part of the picture. To have the complete picture, you need all the pieces of the puzzle. And that can be found in studying the entire Bible. Don't just focus on the New Testament. Study the entire Bible. Because then you're going to gain that knowledge, especially the knowledge of the prophecies that are found in the Old Testament. And then you see them fulfilled in the New Testament. And then you know that the prophecies that are found in the New Testament that have yet to be fulfilled, and even those that are in the Old Testament that have yet to be fulfilled, are going to come true because of the fulfillment of all the prophecies of the past, exactly like they were prophesied. In 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, it reads, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for the correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." Let's look at this a little deeper here. It says, for all Scripture, Scripture being the Bible, the Holy Bible, all the writings that were put together. Now, this was a letter that was written by Paul to Timothy. When Timothy was kind of Paul's protege, young man that Paul taught, and he was helping him become a pastor of a church, to be a leader, and he taught him everything he could and led him in the direction that he needed to go. And one of the things that he was telling him is the scriptures. Now, the scriptures that Paul had available to him would have been the writings of the Old Testament. And the scriptures that were quoted by Jesus from the Old Testament, give credibility to the scriptures that are found in the Old Testament, credibility to the books of the Old Testament. We know from Bible history that Ezra got together the books of the Old Testament, and then in the New Testament that was put together by Constantine and a group of 200 bishops and so forth, and then those two combined to make up what we have today as the Holy Bible. And we have confidence in knowing that they were all Scripture. Let's read this again here in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. It says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. Doctrine meaning truth. For reproof, or to prove something is true. For correction, to give us the guidance that we need to know what the commandments are. For instruction in righteousness. There again, leading us in the direction that we need to go to stay righteous. It says that the man of God may be perfect. Now that word perfect meaning complete, being that we receive everything that we need to have. It says thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So in order for us to be an effective, productive Christian, having the kind of fruits of the Spirit and having the works that we need as a Christian, we need to be thoroughly furnished with those things that we need to do that, and that can be found through studying the Scriptures. And the fulfilled prophecy gives us proof of the truth that is found in the Scriptures. All the way back to Genesis and all the way through Revelation, you find prophecy throughout all the Bible, and it has never, ever been wrong. That gives us the confidence in the Scriptures. So we can gain that faith-building knowledge from the Holy Bible. The Holy Ghost shall give us the understanding of the Scriptures, which is the other thing we were talking about here. We have the Scriptures, and then you might sit down and you start reading the Scriptures, you not understand them. Well, if you get saved, you turn your life over to the Lord Jesus Christ. He fills you with the Holy Ghost. You receive that Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost will give you that understanding when you sit down and read the Scriptures. He'll reveal to you the things that the Lord wants you to know at that time that you're studying the Scriptures. It don't matter how many times you read it. Every time you sit down and start studying it, you're going to learn something new. Because the Lord's going to reveal the things to you as you grow. You will understand more and more. He's not going to dump all the knowledge on you all at once. You can't handle it. So you will be fed as a baby, and you grow into an adult. The same thing with the Scriptures here. You'll be fed a little bit, and as you grow, as you're ready for more and more of it will be revealed to you through the Holy Ghost. So get saved, sit down, get your good Bible, sit down, start studying that from the front to the back, all the way through. And pray and turn yourself over to the Lord and let that Holy Ghost work in you and reveal the truth of the Scriptures to you. John 14:26, it says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Now, this is the words of Jesus. He was speaking to his disciples, but it can be applied to all of us. And he's telling him that when he goes to the Father, when he was crucified, stayed in the grave 3 days, rose on the third day, stayed around for another 40 days, and was seen of over 500 people. And as it says, many infallible proofs. And then he ascended to the Father. And when he ascended to the Father, he told them to gather together at the day of Pentecost, and they would be given the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, would come upon them. And he's telling them here what the Holy Ghost is going to provide them with. And this applies to all of us. But when we get saved now, we don't have to go to the upper room and wait on the day of Pentecost and wait for the Holy Ghost to come down on us, like it describes in the book of Acts, how the apostles got. Now when we get saved, we immediately receive the Holy Ghost. And that Holy Ghost gives us the knowledge of the Scriptures when we get to study Him, and He gives us guidance, and He reveals the truth to us. Let's read this again. It says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in My name, He shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." This is another thing that gives us confidence in knowing that the writings of the New Testament, which were written by these apostles that Jesus Christ was talking to there, is true and accurate, because He told them that the Holy Ghost would give them perfect remembrance there. It says, "Bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." So we know that the accounts of the Old Testament were accurate and true because the Holy Ghost gave them that remembrance. And they all go hand in hand and do not contradict each other in any way. And the prophecies of the New Testament that have been written that have come true at this time have been exactly correct, given us that faith that the prophecies that have yet to be fulfilled are going to come true exactly like they are prophesied. 1 John 2:27 reads, "But the anointing," which is the anointing of the Holy Ghost, "but the anointing which ye have received of Him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in Him." So we receive that anointing of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost comes into us and stays with us. Now, if we become disobedient Christians, if we restrict or rebuke or ignore the Holy Ghost, He'll back off. It's like we'd take Him and tie Him up and gag Him and throw Him in a trunk or whatever, like I've used a reference so many times. We won't have that kind of relationship with God that we should have, and we won't get the blessings that we should be getting. And we won't have that knowledge when we sit down and read in the Scriptures. It won't be revealed to us if we're just going to waste it, if we're just going to ignore it. But if we have that close relationship with Jesus Christ, if we love Him and keep His commandments, and the Holy Ghost is active and filled in us, and we abide by the teachings of the Holy Ghost, that He will reveal to us the truth that's found in the Scriptures. In John 14, verse 15 through 21, reads, "If ye love Me, keep My commandments." And this is the words of Jesus Christ talking to all of us. "If ye love Me, keep My commandments. And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever." There again, another scripture reference talking about the Holy Ghost that He's going to give to us. It says, "Even the Spirit of Truth," another name for the Holy Ghost, "whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him, but ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yea, a little while, and the world seeth Me no more. But ye see Me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in My Father, and ye in Me, and I in you. He that hath My commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth Me, and he that loveth Me shall be loved of My Father, and I will love him and will manifest Myself to him." Let's dig in a little deeper on this whole scripture here. This is John chapter 14, in verse 15 through 21. It says, "If you love Me, keep My commandments." This is the words of Jesus Christ. Keep His commandments. Where can the commandments be found? In the Scriptures. It says, "And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever." When you get saved, you receive that Holy Ghost. And it says, "will abide with you forever." You don't lose that. You might ignore him. You might tie him up, throw him in a trunk and ignore him. You might get away from the Lord. But he's still there if you return. Study the Scriptures. Listen to the will of God. The Holy Ghost will become active in you again. And begin revealing the truth that's found in the Scriptures. And give us that comfort, that confidence in knowing that it is real. Salvation is there. Salvation is real. The Scriptures are true. In verse 17 it says, even the Spirit of Truth, another name for the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Truth, knowing the truth. The Christians, when they're born again, they receive that Holy Ghost. It's an enlightenment, it's a revealing, it's an eye-opening experience. The world cannot relate to it. The world is like walking around with this bag over the head. They are blind to the truth, which is what he's talking about here. It says, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not. They don't even see the Holy Ghost. They haven't received the Holy Ghost. They don't know the Holy Ghost. So they're walking around dumb as a brick compared to Christians because they are blind to the truth. It says, let's read 17 again here. It says, even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. The world cannot understand the things a Christian can understand. I mean, look at some of the stuff the world is falling for. All this stupidity over this global warming and junk and the evolution and all this other ridiculous junk science that these wackos are coming up with. It's clear that they have a bag over their head and they don't understand the truth. All right, let's continue on here in verse 19. It says, yet a little while and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. Now this is talking about, this was given to them shortly before the crucifixion. So he was telling them about what was fixing to happen, and the world wouldn't see him no more because he would be ascended to the Father. But yet the Christians see him because they have him living in us in the form of the Holy Ghost. And that's what he's speaking of here to us. That comfort that will come to us knowing that the Lord Jesus Christ, the Creator, the one that spoke everything into existence, is our Lord and Savior. It says, at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. The Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. It says, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. So the fruits of a Christian, they live a Christian life. They follow his commandments. They yield to the will of the Lord. And that is evidence of the salvation that we have received. That is evidence the Holy Ghost is in us. It says, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. So if we have that relationship of love, he will show himself to us. He will reveal himself to us. It says, and will manifest myself to him. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, will reveal himself to us that love him and give us that confidence that he is real. That confidence that comes from understanding and knowing the Scriptures. We need to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We dig deep into the Scriptures, we're going to find that truth. We're going to find what the Lord wants us to understand, what the Lord wants us to know. We yield to that Holy Ghost, and he'll give us that confidence, he'll give us that understanding, and we'll know that God truly exists, that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, is the Son of God, is the Creator, spoke everything into existence. We can stand here and look out through the world and see all the beautiful creations. And this is a cursed earth. This is only a fraction of what it once looked like. The beauty that we see is just a fraction of the beauty that was here before the flood. So back to our questionnaire, is it real? Yes, it is real. And you can find that out by turning your life over to the Lord, accepting Him as your Lord and Savior, receiving that anointing of the Holy Ghost, studying the Scriptures from front to back, over and over and over, because every time that we study it, we're going to receive something else. He will bless us. He will reveal Himself to us. He will manifest Himself to us. So when we stand before Him at that judgment day, that we will be able to hear that, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant," so that we can stand up to anyone and not be ashamed of our Christianity, to stand boldly and teach and preach and spread the word of God like He has told us. So yes, it is real. Get yourself a Bible. Sit down and start reading it. Turn your life over to the Lord. Receive that Holy Ghost and dig deep into the Scriptures, and you will have that confidence that yes, it is real. Let's go ahead and close. Lord Jesus and Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for salvation. We thank You for the free gift that You have given to all of us, that You have paid for, that You took on all the sins of the world, all the sins of the past, present, and future, so that we would have that opportunity for salvation, an opportunity for everlasting life that You paid the price for. Thank You so much for that. Please help all of us have that burning desire to dig deep into the Scriptures, to gain that faith-building knowledge that comes from that. And help us to yield to that Holy Ghost that You have given us. For be anybody out there that's listening to this that don't know You as a personal Savior, help them make that decision before it's everlasting too late. Help them to be able to pull that veil of darkness off of their head and be able to see the truth that is within Your Scriptures. Thank You so much for all Your many blessings. So pray in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen.